There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
It's getting closer to midnight. I tried to get closer to you.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Lear on the Line. Happy Friday. Whoa, that was extra happy this week, wasn't it? How are you guys? What's going on, you guys? What's new? It is Friday already. Another quick week. January is just flying by, isn't it? I said it last week. And like you guys already know, not a big fan of January, not my favorite month. But who has birthdays in January, just out of curiosity? Because obviously last week I was like, I'd hate to have a birthday in January. I hate it. And obviously my sister has a birthday in January, as I said. But I'm just curious how many of you guys have birthdays in January. What's that like? Because the thing is, what my sister's always said is it feels like such a long wait before you have any like exciting days of like presents, you know, like birthday or Christmas, because they're so close together. You have to wait pretty much a whole year for any sort of celebration of you, you know, like obviously everyone waits a year for their birthday. But for me, my birthday's in August, which means it's just over halfway through the year. So I get like Christmas, and then 8 months later, it's my birthday. And then like 4 months later, it's Christmas. So I have like a great split in between, you know, between my birthday and Christmas. My sister is just in one big bundle. Imagine them people that are born on like Christmas Eve and stuff, you know. We were saying, weren't we, like how crazy is it that there's twins out there that were born like a day, like you could be born on the 31st of December 2023 and your twin brother or sister could be born on the 1st of January 2024. Mental. And I can't remember if I said this on the pod, imagine if you were born on the last day of the school year and then your twin was born the next day of the school year and you were in different years at school but you're twins. How mad is that? Because I'm a twin and I was meant to be born, obviously twins are always early, so like full term pregnancy would have been around September for my mum, but because she was carrying twins they come out earlier, so I was born in August. But if I wasn't a twin and I was just born in 9 months, I would have been in the year below at school, so I was very young in my school year. So my mum said that when we was like that young age where it's very important, like your age, everything changes, like from 3 to 4, your education is like massively different and your knowledge is so different from 3 to 4 or like 2 to 3, 3 to 4, 4 to 5 and stuff. So she was like, you're like a 4-year-old in a class full of 5-year-olds, which in that stages of learning, it's quite drastically different. So I was always quite far behind, apparently. Why can't I breathe? Anyway, so yeah, isn't that interesting? So yeah, what do I have to update you on? I'm doing the school run in a minute. So I'm just back on my auntie duties. Like, I'm back in the school run mode. I love doing the school run. The kids also love it when I pick them up. Do you know, one thing I always remember is when I was young and my auntie's lived in London all my life, right? And she would come down to Somerset quite a lot. And I will never forget, I was talking to my sister about this the other day, I'll never forget the feeling of when we would walk home from school and we'd see her car parked outside the house. And it's like, and we'd run down the street because we knew Leanne was down. It was so cool. Also, guys, I need to tell you something. My nephew, who is 12 years old, somebody tried to mug him the other day. We have reported this to the police and everything, so don't worry. But yeah, he was literally walking home from school at 3:30 in the afternoon, right? And some guy came over to him with a balaclava on and was like, "What phone have you got?" My poor nephew was petrified and he was like, "Oh, I don't know." And then, oh, bless him, it makes me want to cry. And then the guy was like, what did he do first? I think he just went to grab it straight away or something. But anyway, my nephew just ran, like he just ran. And then he went to grab my nephew. He went to grab him by his bag, but didn't grip it enough, couldn't reach him properly. So my nephew got away and he was running, screaming for help. And he was following him, chasing him. And then he just gave up in the middle of the day, you guys. It was at a park as well, walking through a park. Surrenders. And yeah, me and my sister went to pick him up straight away and he was so terrified. Like, that is every kid's worst nightmare. Like, I was so scared of like strangers when I was that age. Like, he's in year 8, like going into year 9 this year, like but yeah, they've reported it to the police. The police are aware. There's like, it's to be fair, they've actually done such a good job. Like, they have police watch like around the school now and in the park where it happened, because apparently there's been reports of other children who he's approached as well. So yeah, oh, it's just so terrifying. But honestly, I'm just so glad he's okay. But to be honest, he's just traumatized. Like, that was so scary for him. But yeah, oh, bless him. So honestly, because the thing is, when you're a kid, you're scared at nighttime. Like, you're scared when it's late at night and you're walking home late at night, not after school, middle of the fucking day. You think you're right? Seriously. But yeah, and I've got a hiccup coming. I just had some Bulldog ramen. Oh, I had the carbonara ones with a crispy fried egg and some cucumber sticks on the side. And my greens juice. Mixed diet, but it's all good. I feel like I had something to tell you guys and I cannot think for the life of me what it was. Oh yeah, guys, I'm injured. I bought a new cooking knife, right? My kitchen has the shittest knife. My mum has always had this, she's like, health and safety police. Like, seriously, we were not allowed glasses in our house to drink out of until I was about 21. Like, she would give us cups of squash in a mug, in a tea mug, because they are less fragile. Like, when we were little, we'd have it in a cup, yeah? When we was teenagers, I'm talking year 11, right? 16, still not allowed glass in the house. We had to drink whatever we wanted to drink out of a mug, right? Just normal to me. Like, my friends would come around my house, yeah? I'm like, do you want some squash? Yeah, give them a mug. Like, what? So weird now I look back. But anyway, she always went like the health and safety place, right? So no glass in the house and stuff like that. So to the point where we never have sharp knives in our house, okay? And I was like, do you know what? I do the cooking around here and I'm sick of fucking blunt knives. So I bought a new knife that was really good and sharp. Fucking sliced my finger off, clean off. Finger was hanging off. It's actually hanging off. But it was hanging on by a thread. No, it wasn't. I was cutting some green beans, like trimming them, yeah? And I was holding like a chunk of beans together in a line so I could slice them all in one. And I just was going a bit too quick, like getting a bit cocky because my knife was so sharp. I thought, yeah, I fucking love it. Like, look at me, I'm a chef. Literally took my knuckle off. To the point where I literally screamed. I was like, help, help. And I was just rinsing it under the tap load. It was just so much blood. Normally I get really lightheaded from blood, but I was actually okay. I think because I found it kind of funny. Like, oh, of course, typical me. I bought a knife an hour ago, cut myself cooking dinner that same night. And my sister went, I bet she's just cut herself on her fucking new knife. And I had. And Jamie had to go to the knife and take my skin off the knife because it was stuck to the knife. A big chunk of my skin. Vile. Anyway, so now I've got this massive plaster on my thumb, yeah? Because it did not stop bleeding for a day and a half. Constant blood. It was hideous. It was quite deep. But it's all right. I'll be all right. Anyway, my nephew, bless him, love him. He is 6, okay? He's the funniest kid you will ever meet. And he came over and he was like, came over to me. He was in the house when it happened. He came over and was like, oh, like, what have you done? I showed him and he was like, whoa! Like, thought it was like I've cut my whole fucking arm off or something. I was like, relax, it's not that bad. But he was like, let me see, like, really fascinated by it. And I was like, babes, you just cringed out. Like, you want me to show you again? He's like, yeah, I want to see. And I'll show him again. Then he's like, and I'm like, stop looking at it. And then he'll be like, no, show me, let me see. I was like, oh my God, why are you so fascinated by blood? Like, kind of red flags, do you know what I mean? Anyway, and then that night, he was like, can I feel your plaster? I said, yeah, of course you can. And then he was like poking it. He went, oh, I really want a plaster. It's really cool. And I went to him, oh yeah, should we cut your thumb off and then you can have a plaster? And he went, yeah. And I was like, okay, yeah. Thinking, is he fucking for real? Went downstairs to his mum, my sister. I went, Jode, Louis wants me to cut a bit of his thumb off so he can have a plaster. Is that all right? And she went, obviously she knows I'm taking the piss. She went, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, if you want a plaster, Louis, cut it off. And then he was like, yes. I was thinking, what the fuck is wrong with this kid? I went and I got like a really blunt butter knife. This sounds like a fucked up story. Don't worry, I did not hurt anybody, okay? And I was like, right, you ready? Seeing how far he would go before he went, oh no, I don't actually want you to cut my fucking skin off. And he was like, yeah, I'm ready. And he was going, okay, are you sure? Are you sure I can do this? And I was like, Louis, you don't have to do this, mate. Like, you've asked me to cut your finger off. No, I really want a plaster. I'm thinking, are you actually okay? And I was going, okay, right, are you ready? And he's like, hold on a minute. Mummy, let me sit on your lap. I was like, this kid is so strange. Right, he's going, right, I'm ready. I was going, right, okay, you ready? He's going, oh, wait. And I was just laughing, thinking, what is wrong with this kid? Like, he genuinely wants me and thinks I'm going to cut him. And he's like, yeah, okay, taking deep breaths. I went, Louis, I've got an idea. Why don't I just give you a plaster without cutting you? And he was like, no, like that, no. I was like, what? Why do you want me to cut you, Louis? And he was like, no, I really want you to. I went, no way, I'm not cutting my nephew, Louis. And then he was like, oh, please. And I just said, no, I can't believe you was actually serious. I can't believe you actually thought I was serious. So I was like, let me just give you a plaster, hun. So I just put a plaster over nothing. And honestly, he was crying. He was like, what the hell? You are the strangest child. Like, what went wrong there for him to be like, yeah, cut it off. I'll do anything for a plaster. I was crying. But anyway, yeah, that's my weekly catch up from this week so far. I hope you guys have all had a really good week. This episode, I just wanted to sort of have a nice little chat, but then a couple of you asked me to do some more dilemmas, so I thought we could include some in this episode. So yeah, without further ado, let's get straight into the episode. Thank you so much for listening to Leah on the Line. Head to leahontheline.com to send in your dilemmas and confessions. Remember to follow on socials to see visual clips and get involved with the weekly debates. Enjoy the episode. Love you. Okay, you guys. So let's kick it off with some dilemmas. Let's start with this one. It says, in need of advice, are things moving more quickly than they should? Hi Leah, first off, I love your podcast. You're incredibly helpful and insightful, so thank you for doing what you're doing. Aw, thank you so much. I love you. Maybe this isn't a huge dilemma, but I would love your advice on my current dating situation, as my mum has expressed to me that she's worried things are moving too fast. For some context, I'm 23 and I still live at home with my parents, saving that rent money, so I'm kind of obligated to update them all the time on my whereabouts, which I find a little annoying, lol, but getting used to it. Yeah. I have had a couple of long-ish term relationships in the past, 1 to 1.5 years long. My last relationship was long distance, so I could only see him so often. Important, because this is different than my current situation. And we split in mid-November. Okay, not long ago, really. It's just like coming up 2 months, or probably just gone 2 months, right? Now, towards the end of December, I met a guy at work and we really hit it off. We flirted at our company's holiday party and exchanged numbers the next week. He asked me to dinner, but I asked to rain check because I wanted to focus on spending time with my family over the holidays, which he totally understood. I just know you're American and I love this, you know. The company's holiday party and exchange numbers the next week. He asked me to dinner, but I asked to rain check because I wanted to focus on spending time with my family over the holidays. How's my American accent? I feel like it used to be better when I was a kid and now it doesn't sound real. Now it's just a bit too much, you know, which he totally understood. Though we didn't go on a date right away, we did text quite a bit over the holidays and started getting to know each other. He seems really genuine and isn't afraid of more serious topics like what are your goals when dating? Are there any boundaries you want me to know about? How do you handle conflict, etc.? Very healthy, beautiful conversations to be had, which is a huge green flag for me. After the new year, he asked me on a date. And since then, we had one date each week in January, which my parents knew but didn't really say much about. I think they were trying to respect my privacy, which I appreciate. Yeah, lovely. Then this past weekend, January the 20th, we went to a Latin dance event together. Oh, sexy. Our second date that week, then ended up going to his place to hang out after, and I ended up staying the night and hanging out with him for a bit the following day. Lovely. The staying over and hanging out Sunday bit was not pre-planned, and I think it freaked my mum out a bit. I did text her to keep her updated that I was alive, but she didn't seem thrilled. Then today, Monday, January 22nd, he asked me to hang out again, and when I mentioned it to my mum, she expressed that she was worried things were moving too quickly. She said she trusts me to do what's best for myself, but she's a little concerned that it's too much too suddenly. So this is my dilemma. Do you think it's too early to see a guy's 3 days in a row after only dating for about a month? I'm going to do it tonight, but I wanted your opinion for the future. If I should be taking a step back on making plans with him as often for a little while. I've been conscious of how quickly things have been progressing, but I feel like we just click super well. And I really enjoy spending time with him, and I've not detected a red flag yet. Is it crazy for me to want to spend so much time with him? I'm also wondering if it's a case where my mum might not be supportive until she's met him, as with my last relationship, because it was long distance. He had to stay at our house whenever he visited. So she met him pretty much right away. Okay, got you. And I guess it's under her roof, you know, so she has more control over things. Yeah. I don't know. I might be overthinking everything, but would love to hear your thoughts on the situation. P.S. I do have a few great girlfriends as well, so it's not a situation where he's the only person I'm ever hanging out with or talking to, but most of my friends live a few hours away, so I do have most days free to hang out with him because it's difficult to see my girlfriends often, and they don't seem to think things are moving too quickly, so I'm getting different opinions from different sides. Thank you for your help. Love you. Okay. Love you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I don't think it's unusual. I don't think it's abnormal at all. I think we've all done it. You know, like when you're dating someone, you just want to see them all the time because you feel so good around them. You have such a great time with them. And typically it does slow down, or if it doesn't, it progresses quickly or whatever, whatever. But I just think it's quite normal. Like I do. I think when you're dating someone, you do think about them all the time and want to see them all the time. And like you said, like you have your besties, but it's not as easy to see them. So you are just available. And in your eyes and in mine as well, why wouldn't you? Like, why purposely make a point of being like, oh, I really want to see him on Friday, but I better not, because I've seen him on Wednesday, so I better not see him Friday. Like, that, it just doesn't feel natural. Do you know what I mean? So I'm not sure why your mum thinks that. I do get that sometimes it can feel like they are love bombing you and trying to get you in, and it feels really intense really quickly, and sometimes that can be a bad thing, and it can be a red flag, and it can be a love bomb and a case of like they're trying to what's it called, you know, when especially if you're dealing with narcissists and like people like that, where they want to get hold of you and own you as early as possible. And in them cases I can get it, but we don't know what we're dealing with yet. And what I'm saying is it isn't unusual to want to see them all the time. So as long as he isn't saying things like, I'm obsessed with you, I'm in love with you, you're the best thing I've ever come across in my life, you're everything I've ever dreamed of. If he isn't love bombing you, I think it is pretty normal to just like want to see them all the time. You know, I love you. Keep us all updated with that one. Okay. This one is interesting. Let's go in with this one. Hey, Gorge. I can't lie, I'm in a pickle and I need advice so badly. I'm honestly struggling with this situation so much right now. For context, I'm 27 and he is 31. I recently started dating this guy. We met on Hinge and had our first date about 2 weeks ago. It went amazing, and since then we have seen each other probably 5 or 6 times, a few times gone for drinks and other times just chilled at his. I have spent the night twice. This is quick. You met on Hinge, had your first date about 2 weeks ago, and you've seen each other 5 or 6 times and spent the night twice. So that's almost every other day. Six. You're not far off. About 2 weeks ago is 14 days and you've seen him 6 times. So that's almost every other day, because every other day would be 7, you know? So that is a lot compared to the last dilemma. That is a lot very quickly. He is absolutely amazing. So funny, so thoughtful, and the effort he puts in is 10/10. He has planned the loveliest weekend for us. I told him I'd never done an escape room, and he looked into the best ones near us and planned a weekend in Feb to do it. He also asked to take me on a bottomless brunch this weekend. I've never had someone be so assertive and lets me in my feminine energy so much. So last night we were chilling and I was asking if he wants to get married or have kids one day. He went dead silent and told me he has a son. He said his son is 12 and he has recently had to go for a court case as his baby mum won't let him see the kid. But he had to drop the case because his job were being weird about it. ? I then said, okay, is there anything else I should know? And he said, yes, there is. I also have a 2-year-old daughter. He said he still sees his daughter, who was from a different baby mum. I was so shocked, I asked him to leave mine. We've been having sex, talking about getting in a relationship, and he's been keeping such a huge part of his life from me. I absolutely understand not disclosing straight away, especially if it's something traumatic for him with the court case and everything, but it's made me think of him as shady and secretive. Am I overreacting? I'm not sure if I want to deal with any baby mum drama, and I'm upset that he didn't tell me earlier before feelings started to creep in. I know 2 weeks isn't a long time since our first date, but it's been intense and we've spent so much time together. It just feels like I've been deceived. I'm really not sure how to move forward. Should I give him a go, or is this a red flag that I should be running from? Thanks, Leah. Love you so much. I'm really hoping this makes it to an episode because I'm stressed about this, lol. Thanks, baby girl. Love you too. Oh my God. Okay, do you know what? I do this sometimes. You guys know I do this sometimes, and I may be being really dramatic, but I genuinely think this is a big red flag. Not having children, it is everything else. Like, I think from the, you've seen each other almost every other day, and you know, he's amazing, he's so funny, he's so thoughtful, the effort he puts in is 10-10, like he's planned an amazing weekend for us. Like, I've told him I've never done an escape room and he looked into ones near us, and it is giving obsessed love bomb. It's giving I don't know what the word is, but I can't see that ending well. I just feel like it's not started off naturally and at a natural pace. And I've been there, right? And so many of you listeners will be able to understand what I'm saying. If you haven't been there, you might be like, what the fuck, Leah? How can you say that that's a bad thing? But if you've been there, you will probably agree that this is never normally a good sign when somebody from day one is like, you know, if you say, I've never done an escape room, they're like, booked it. It's like, okay, I get it. Thoughtful on its own, very thoughtful. But I've seen you 6 times out of the last 14 days. We're staying over. We've got big, deep, dark secrets, you know? It all together is giving, I don't know, narcissist? I'm not sure. Definitely jumping to conclusions here. Leaping, in fact, because you've not told me much about him, and I'm literally labeling him a narcissist, and I could be completely wrong. Hopefully I am. But I'm just saying, this is my gut being like, what the fuck? Like, this guy, it's gone very intense. He's given you everything you've ever wanted and he's perfect. Then all of a sudden, it's a secret. What I want to say is, when a man says to you, okay, so let's look at this. He said his son is 12 and he has recently had to go through a court case as his baby mum won't let him see the kid. I understand that there are situations where women can do it to ex-partners and stuff, not let you see the kid, and you know, they are totally fit fathers, and it is nothing to do with the guy, and sometimes it is just the woman being cruel. That definitely does happen. I'm not saying that doesn't happen, but what I always want to remind people is, it is always important to consider why a woman might be doing that, why a woman might be stopping somebody. I don't like that phrase, stopping me seeing my kid. Like, why a woman might be concerned for her child's safety around this man. I think it's always important to consider why she would make that decision, because it's not easy. And I have seen it firsthand. And what I want to say is, him saying he had to drop the case because his job were being weird about it, surely no job is worth dropping a court case to have access to your child. Like, I just don't believe that. Like, if that was me and I wasn't allowed to see my child or anything that was important to me, and my job was like, you know, whatever, they said being weird about it, I'd say fuck you and fuck your job, because this is my child, this is my life, this is what matters to me, so fuck your job if you got a problem with it. And I would, and I think a lot of people would, most people would. I just can't imagine a job being weird about it, like, oh, you've got caught. Do you know what I mean? Unless you just don't give a fuck, or you know you're going to lose the court case, I don't know. But you also have, what's the word? Like, you are required to show up. Like, if there is a court case, you have to show up. Like, you can't just, for a case to be dropped, I don't know. That's very strange. Just, I don't believe he's a genuine person. Like, I just think, what? You're so intense so quickly. And these people do that thing where, like, they don't make sense, like, and you're just confused. And you know when, if somebody asked you questions, if they were like, so how come he doesn't see his son? You'd be like, oh, something to do with cool, and then his work, and something to do with, and then people go, what? And then you're like, yeah, I don't really know. That's never a good sign. Like, they have confused you, because what they're telling you is just bullshit and doesn't make sense. Because if it wasn't bullshit, it would just make sense. You know what I mean? I always think that. So I honestly, if you were my sister and she was seeing somebody and saying this stuff to me, I'd say, leave it. In my opinion, leave it. Like, there are many men out there that are less concerning with their behavior. Like, we don't need this intensity. We don't need it. It's not often a good sign. Like, obsession and, you know, like, this intensity is not often a good sign. And then to say things like, oh, you know, I have got a 12-year-old that I didn't tell you about for ages, but since we're on the topic, yeah, I have got two children. One of them I don't see because his mum won't let me. And I was going to court, but now I'm not. So yeah, now I just don't see him. But like, none of what I'm saying is really adding up or making any sense. But like, don't worry about it. It's like, okay, what the fuck's going on here? Like, and I find that after a while, you learn from going through experiences with these kind of people. It makes sense in the end, and you're like, ah, okay, yeah, it makes sense. So I just feel like I don't want you to be involved. Do you know what I mean? Like, liars and the secrets and shit. Like, I just feel like I just want you to be happy and be all right, and it not, you know what I mean? It not come back and bite you in the ass. You know, things that we've just ignored and brushed past. So yeah. Please keep me updated with that one. But then if you feel like, you know what, I really like this guy, Leo, you've got the wrong end of the stick, you know, I would just ask more questions, and I'd want to understand, you know, what were her reasons for not allowing contact? And what did you do about it? How do you feel about it now? How long has it been that way? Also, I'd ask about any history, you know. I don't know. I would have questions. If you really want to, you know, see where things go with this guy, because maybe I have got him all wrong, I would just ask questions so you feel like you really know who he is and what's going on there. But yeah, love you so much. You beautiful, gorgeous, stunning girls. All right. Oh, thank you guys for sending in your dilemmas. It is a bonus episode, so I'm going to cut it here. But obviously we have a little chat on the outro, so let's wrap up the episode. Okay, you guys, thank you so much for listening. I am feeling a bit like, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do Friday episodes. Like, I just feel like I took on such a commitment doing two episodes a week that I'm almost just a bit like, maybe I should just stick to the Tuesdays, but I haven't decided yet. I'll have a look at my schedule, see if I can schedule it in when to film these episodes, because they're always so hectic trying to find time for the Friday episodes because my week is so busy. The Tuesdays are easy because I have all weekend and all Monday to think about it and make sure it's up and ready and scheduled. The Fridays are so difficult because my weekdays is when I'm working and I'm busy and I'm getting shit done, so it's really difficult. So yeah, I am debating just doing Tuesday, so let me know how you guys would feel about that. And then obviously, like, I will still do bonus episodes, but they'll just be a bit more sporadic and just rare, you know. Like, if I wanted to do a Friday episode, it would just be like, you know, like when we used to do, like, oh, the singles episode, the breakup episode, and I would upload that on a Friday. It would probably just go back to that, like when I can think of, oh, I really want to do an episode on this, it would just be recorded separately, go up on a Friday, and it would just be like a random bonus ep. So yeah, I need to have a think about that and see what I can schedule, and yeah, just take a look. So yeah, let me know how you guys would feel about that. But yeah, I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to my episode today. Thank you for choosing Leah on the Line when you opened your podcast today, or this morning, or this evening, this afternoon, whatever it is. But I hope you guys all have an amazing weekend. I have my brother's girlfriend's baby shower this weekend, which I'm really looking forward to. It's going to be so nice. And yeah, I hope you guys all have an amazing weekend, whatever it is that you're getting up to. Remember to send in any dilemmas to leahontheline.com. Any confessions, if you guys ever want to do that. Any updates. We love the updates. Weekly debate ideas, whatever it is. Follow Leah on the Line on Instagram to get involved. And I'll speak to you on Tuesday for a brand new episode. All right. I love you. Bye.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.